Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best. I wasn't looking, but somehow you found me. I try to hide from your love line, but like heaven above me, the spy who loved me is keeping all my secrets safe tonight.
Ba-dum-ts.
It's the theme song of the James Bond movie, The Spy Who Loved Me. Very good movie. Like, my whole family is very big James Bond fans.
Oh,
Like, my auntie, she has the whole box set.
oh, shit.
So,
That's cool.
anyway, hello, hi, welcome. The show's name is Politics.
Although.
I call it Politrix, and the title of this episode is Monkey Man. My name is Presh.
My name is Dill. What's
And,
up?
nothing
I'm
much.
not really talking to you. I'm just saying, what's up? You
Oh,
know,
all right.
yeah. So
You,
tell
so you
me.
don't want to know about me.
No,
You don't give a fuck about me.
not
Fuck me,
right now.
right?
Tell me, clean up from last week
I guess it's
because
fuck
you left
me.
me out last week after you took me to the
No.
movies.
Well, we'll talk about that off mic. Right.
So.
But last week I mentioned all the movies that Godzilla X Kong was a sequel to. But I forgot to mention that it's also a sequel to the television series Monarch, starring Kurt Russell and his son Wyatt Russell. Have
Okay.
you heard of this?
I haven't heard of Monarch, but I feel like Wyatt. I have heard
Yeah,
of the
he's
actor.
from 22 Jump Street. You
Yeah.
know, him and Channing Tatum, they're very good at football together.
Yeah, yeah,
That's
yeah.
Wyatt Russell. Yes, that's I'm thinking about 22 Jump Street now. What a fucking hilarious movie. Incredible movie.
But have
But
you
just
watched Monarch?
no.
No?
It came out in April, and not April, it's April now. It came out in January of this year. And I've been meaning to watch it. It's like one of the things on my watch list, like quite high on my watch list, and I just keep going for other things.
It's it's that's something I would also like to think about Sunday. How do you decide on what you want to watch, you know? Because so many factors can be involved. It's about the timing, it's about, you know, do you feel like starting something new? I think at the end of the day it's that, because it's so easy to just go to continue to watch whatever you're watching instead of, you know, starting something new and jumping aboard. I
True.
don't know, it's just me. I sometimes find it difficult.
Well, did you have anything to say about Godzilla X Kong?
I think I enjoyed it. Great movie, good visuals, you know. What did you give it, you said?
I gave it a 7.
Seven? I'll back you. I think I'll give it an 8. I think it was pretty good. Not that I was really following the story and stuff, but everything just kind of happened the way, I guess, it worked out for Kong. Yeah.
Well, it
So,
worked out for humanity, really.
everybody wins.
Yes. All right, so can we get into the news for the week?
Tell me.
So, first of all, just a tragic, hectic story, right?
Your
A
dude.
US astrology influencer worried about the recent solar eclipse stabbed her partner to death, then pushed her two children out of her moving car before fatally slamming the vehicle into a tree, a report said Wednesday. Danielle Johnson, who peddled weekly quote-unquote aura cleanses on her website and offered online zodiac readings, told her thousands of followers that Monday's total solar eclipse in North America was quote the epitome of spiritual warfare end quote.
Yeah.
Get your protection on and your heart in the right place, she wrote on X. Under her online pseudonym Danielle Aoka. So
Jeez.
you wanted to talk about the eclipse, and this
Well,
was the like number one story about the eclipse.
Well, this is just, you know, elsewhere, but in South Africa, where they were on the radio, they were talking about the eclipse and what kind of effects it has on people, and it causes people to do things out of the ordinary, so to speak. One lady said that, for example, she was married for 8 years, and within 4 years of the marriage, she realizes that this is not the place she wants to be. This is not, how she likes it. So, then, yeah, after all that 4 years of waiting, when that solar eclipse came, she just decided, bam, now's the time. She's gonna get divorced. So it gave her the courage, I guess, to get a divorce. It also gave people some luck. People won some things. So if you had any strange or, weird activities happening recently, especially on Monday, they're saying
The
you
day of the
can kind of,
eclipse.
yeah, you can kind of blame it on the eclipse.
Well, write in if you had a weird experience on during the
Leave a
eclipse.
comment,
Yes, leave a comment. I don't think we had it here in South Africa.
No, we didn't. We didn't. I think it was only visible in America's side
I'm
stuff.
gonna be honest, even if we could see it, I wouldn't have seen it. I would have been asleep or something.
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit
Fair enough, fair
about
enough.
an eclipse.
Yeah.
The only two things I know about an eclipse is one, that it was the name of a Twilight book.
Yes. Yes.
The other thing I know about eclipse, so in the mid 2000s there was a superhero TV show called Heroes, and the eclipse is when like all their powers get switched off.
Oh
And
shit.
so
You
for
see?
yeah,
Yeah.
there was like a 5 minute gap while the eclipse was happening where somebody gets stabbed to shit who can't die.
Exactly, dog. Exactly. Even
So
TV shows have been using the eclipse. When it happens, things will become funky in a way, But yeah, that was just the interesting thing that I saw in the news. And I was also listening to some music. Did you listen to any interesting music?
No.
Any responses from any set disses, perhaps?
No.
No?
Well, I read that a response. Now, I'm gonna be honest, I didn't listen to the song at all.
This guy,
Right?
dog.
No, actually, I did hear the song. You played it for me.
Yeah, if
Yeah.
not for me, who would play this music for you, Papa? Come
Nobody.
on, yeah.
That's what I'm
So
saying. I'm so out of the rap game.
let's jump into it.
I need Drake to diss Kendrick so that I can jump back into the rap game. I need this.
You trying to jump back?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
All
let's
right.
see. I
But
hope Drake
anyway,
says something.
so last week we said that the J. Cole diss was fucking weak, right? And since then, J. Cole apologized for dissing Kendrick, which is the lamest fucking shit I've ever heard of in my life. You
Look,
need. Yeah. No, carry on.
no,
That's your
look.
man's
Your
you know.
opinion is it's lame, huh? Is that your standing?
Yes.
That's how you
Because this
feel.
is hip hop, right?
Yeah.
It's about being competitive. And this is not like real beef where like somebody could get injured or something. It's just music, right? And this guy apologized for it. He's a loser. I don't ever want to hear him talking about, "Oh, I'm the greatest rapper." He apologized when somebody called him out. So fuck off, J. Cole.
Damn,
Yeah, I
man.
know that's your
That's a bit
man's.
harsh. Look, think about it this way, What if you were J. Cole and then someone on Kendrick's team heard whispers that you went at him and now they put a hit out for you and your family, bro?
I think Kendrick is still gonna diss him.
Yeah, even no matter what's said and done, this is the thought process, You have to be responsible for your well-being and for yourself. So if you have to swallow your pride and humble yourself and go in public and say, I'm sorry and
Wait,
withdraw it,
did
then.
you? Sorry, I think I'm not following you here. You think Kendrick is going to murder J. Cole
No,
over.
I'm not saying that. That's what it's just the thoughts, We don't know for sure what was being thought out and what
But they're
was the process.
friends.
That's what also confuses me too, bro. Because they are friends and they already said that it's not like serious beef, it's just friendly banter,
Yes,
so to
so
say.
if it's not serious beef, then why don't you diss me?
I also don't understand, bro. Like I've
Because,
said,
you know.
I ain't got the answers, bro.
All
I
right.
don't know.
Because it's like, if you know I'm not being serious, I'm just, you know, then it's we just friends, it's friendly competition, you know.
Yeah.
But he apologized. So he's just a loser. I can't stress that enough, listeners.
Mm.
That, yeah. All right.
So that knocks him out of your top three now.
I don't think he was in my top three.
Well, you said in these top three.
Yes, it's the... Yeah. This is the general top
three. The general top three, I doubt, so to say.
I think it's a top two now.
Mm.
And...
Oh my gosh, Drake is not even in this competition until he says, to be honest,
well,
I don't know what was leaked, because when I saw it come across my feed and it was like, oh, Drake responds and he sends some things, I just went past it because I wasn't interested at the time. Now I'm a little bit more curious after it simmered a little bit, but at first it didn't at all catch my curiosity. That son of a bitch, I don't think he has any.
All right, I don't think the listeners know what you're talking about, but
what?
Just to the give Drake. Them to give them context,
mm.
what's been floating around is a alleged Drake response
mm.
that was leaked,
mm.
that was potentially leaked. We don't know.
Yes.
This could be, we're living in the age of AI, mm. right? It could be just like somebody
stolen.
It could be somebody, you know, who made a video as a joke and put it out. It could be.
Mm.
You know, we don't know. There hasn't been an official response from Drake yet.
Well, that's why. Maybe that's also, like I'm saying, why I just scroll past it.
Because yeah.
I'm not interested until it comes in a proper form.
All right, yeah.
Mm.
So, I was just saying, I haven't listened to that either.
Okay. What did you listen to, bro?
Really? Again, I listened to the Succession theme song.
You still have the Succession? Dude, every week.
Yeah. Okay. It ended last year, but I haven't stopped thinking about it since I watched it.
Sorry, buddy.
It's such a shame. I only started watching it in season 4, and season 4 is the last season.
Aw, man.
You know, if I was there on the ground floor, I could have been living in there for 4 years. It would have been, you know, fine to let it go. But now it's like, it just came and went. It's a damn shame. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, yeah.
Sorry about that. Yes, anyway. Mm. Then, okay, so the original diss from Kendrick came on Metro and Future's album called We Don't Trust You. And they, this weekend, they released a deluxe version of the album called We Still Don't Trust You, with additional disses from ASAP Rocky and the
Oh my god.
Right?
Okay.
So once again, I didn't listen to any of this, but apparently ASAP Rocky said that he had sex with Drake's baby mom, Sophie.
So
I don't really care. who asked this guy? You know, a lot of these people that nobody asked to be involved are getting involved, you know. I guess they were asked to be on the album. So
yeah, but because I'm saying, they paid them. Actually, not that I'm thinking about it. So actually, this guy had the album.
I'm saying the general public, nobody asked for ASAP Rocky to jump in this beef, right?
Nah, he was there. So maybe for all we know, Metro Booming and them are the referees in this. You know,
not the referees. They sat with Jackson and Avengers.
Yeah, so they connect to everyone. The
team up.
Yeah, exactly.
They forming the team.
All right. So that's probably what's happening.
Well, yeah. Don't play the song.
Nah, I'm not trying to play it. Care, yeah. I'm just looking for the name, you know.
So then, speaking of people who should not be involved in this beef, Rick Ross is also just and somebody asked him, I did listen to this song because you played it just before we started recording here. I thought that was a weak song. It was
no beat.
Yes, I really enjoyed the beat, but somebody else could have you know, you should have like waited two or 3 days, you know, rewrote some verses here and there.
Nah. I think it's a pretty accurate, you know. He's getting the fire going, you know. Everybody needs to chip in. Everybody needs to put one tweak in this fire to make it a full bonfire, boy. Yeah.
To burn Drake, is that what you're saying?
Not Drake, a bonfire. As in like a full...
A bonfire of the Banshees.
I mean,
I don't know what that means.
That's
just the name of a movie that I've never watched.
Okay,
I think it has to do with like English explorers in the.
I'm not sure either, bro.
All right. Anyway.
And any other beef? I think.
Yes. So, I guess there's a beefing spirit.
That's what I'm saying. I dig it, dude. I dig it, bro. I also heard about Quavo. Yes,
Quavo and Chris Brown apparently also in beef, where Chris Brown said something where he said, "You're Jose Quavo." Like he,
you're
he,
Jose Quavo.
No. Chris Brown compared himself to a good tequila and then said, a hypothetical somebody is Jose Cuervo. So Cuervo, because Cuervo sounds close to Cuervo, took that as a diss against him, which I doubt it was. I think it was just him.
No. Bring it up, bro. What did you say? Do you remember?
Cuervo responded by saying, calling him a abuser.
Oh, yes. But bring that girl home.
Yeah. He doesn't say abuser. He says, don't beat her up or something. He responded within 24 hours, and that's how beef should be.
Yes.
I know I just said now that Rick Ross should have taken a few days, but I also said that Rick Ross should not be involved. So, yes, people who should be involved in beef should be responding quick. But actually, are you familiar with the Nas and Jay-Z beef?
I mean, possibly I might have heard of it, yeah.
So Jay-Z released a song called, I want to say Pretty Ugly, where he dissed Nas, and then Nas released Ether. Is it Pretty Ugly? It might be, what's the Jay-Z song with Eminem? Fuck, I can't remember now. Yes, this is really fucked up of me to not remember the Jay-Z song.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right? The line is, I skidded in the back of your Jeep, or in your baby seat at the back of the Jeep.
Skirt, skirt.
Anyway, Nas responds with one of the best diss tracks of all time called Ether. People still use that as a verb. They say, hey, you ethered him, or something like that. That's how strong of a diss track it was, right? So why am I bringing that up? Because Ether came out months later after... Takeover is the song that that Jay-Z put out, right? So when I'm saying that real hip-hop would be a day, but when real hip-hop, you know, took place, it was months. So, you know, who am I to put a clock on it? Yeah, you know?
I guess it depends on the type of person you are, you know. Some people put out things but quickly and I they just retract feel
like
it.
This is the moment now. Like, you know, you respond now. You know, this
we're,
is not
we're hoping.
Because that was a different era when it was months later for Nas to respond. That was the early 2000s. Now we're in the internet age. Everything Everybody happens is. Much quicker, right? He has to respond much sooner, I feel.
That's true.
Yes. Then you have a story about the ETOL.
Yes, dude. So I also heard on the radio that they flipping. So the ETOL has been officially like disbarred, banished.
So just tell them what is the ETOL
using anymore. The ETOL is the electronic toll gate that is meant to charge you every time you go past it, and then you're supposed to pay an amount at the end of the month towards the fees for the road that you've been using, which nobody really, because nobody really agreed to this. Nobody said they wanted this. The government was just like, we're going to do this. And we're like, but we didn't ask for this. Why would we, you know, we already pay toll gates on long roads. So yeah, that was whack. And then on the radio, there was a countdown. There's like 3, 2, 1, yay, no more ETOLs. And we were just like, this is so dumb. Nobody asked for this thing. How can the government celebrate something that, you know, that didn't even work? It was like a failed. They're celebrating their failure, you know, in a prolific sense, in the sense that you compare it to New Year's. The way they're counting down, New Year's is like a whole new period for resolutions. These people were counting down to reprimand their what mistakes they made. They're trying to take it back. I don't know. That was very silly. Have you ever paid for ETOLs?
My dad takes care of that shit, bro. Like, all every car-related thing, he takes care of, because I don't know shit about cars.
For sure.
You know, when I say I don't know about cars, I mean that
in the thorough sense, yes. Bro. I feel you.
If it were up to me, I'd use a bus all the time.
Oh, for sure.
Bus and trains.
If it was up to me, I'd use a bicycle.
I guess, yeah. A mountain bike.
Yeah, right.
You can just go anywhere, outdoors, indoors.
Right, you know, right.
Bikes are right. Very important.
That's what I like. And it's also good exercise too.
True. So for long distances, buses and trains. And for short distances, bicycles.
For sure. Mm. We just need a car for medium distance. Because we need a comfort also. We need a comfort aspect, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm. Anyway, what are the news we got here?
Yes, so this is a story I've been following this week.
Mm.
And I have no information on it. So,
okay. Tell me what you know. Maybe I know something.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the question of, will Zuma be on the ballot?
Well, I heard that they were trying to get him on the ballot. But they were like, hell no, because you're in jail. You cannot come.
He's not in jail.
That's the thing. I don't know for sure what's the situation.
So they released him from jail because he was apparently in very poor health.
When was he released?
Fuck, I can't remember now.
Is that the only reason he was released? For poor health?
Yeah.
That doesn't dismiss him. This happens, these transgressions,
like, you can get a shortened sentence if, like, you...
Mm-hmm.
If you're, like, near death.
Yeah.
But he's made a miraculous recovery.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry, to give context to this, who is Jacob Zuma? He is our previous president.
The craziest.
He is extremely corrupt.
Mm.
There's nothing really good to say about him.
Mm.
But he was sent to prison. That should tell you.
In fact, they must have fought for a very long time to get him sent to prison. And after that very long and hard struggle, he is being released shortly. So
he was sent to prison for like 18 months. And he served only like a year, maybe. It was like...
All the things this guy did...
That's not...
He only got 18 you know months.
Sorry, that's
I
just,
wish they shagged him in jail.
Jesus Christ. Oh my God.
I don't usually say things like that, but you
that's
know...
That's a bit hectic.
I mean, that's but such a short say, sentence, dude.
I will say, when I was younger, I just thought like... This guy is so dumb. Why do people allow him to be president? Right?
Exactly.
But now I realize he's kind of a canny operator. He got himself out of jail and he's about to be on the ballot, potentially.
No right? worries, bro.
But
if he is
his party, yeah. Okay. So since he's been out of jail, he's joined a new party. It was a very small party called the MK Party. Right? And since then, the MK party is currently polling higher than the EFF.
Oh my God!
Crazy how popular they are, right? I didn't realize how powerful Jacob Zuma was, and you know his influence. But yeah,
I'm sorry, bro. I was just thinking about if Jacob Zuma wins or his party even comes like third, bro. I will.
Well, that's the thing. He doesn't need to even win. If his party gets enough votes, they'll have a minister.
Mm.
Or
how many is enough votes, bro? You know what I'm talking. If anybody, in fact, if I was just thinking about if anybody in this damn party gets any votes, then I'm definitely changing countries. I will be immigrating. Anybody else, I will be open for hire.
Okay, that's a bleak way to look at the world.
No, it's not bleak, bro. I'm just a transitioner, you know. I move when things are weird.
That's not what a transitioner is. But anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
I don't like your response to that.
What, a transitioner?
That you will... Just
nah,
run away.
Because they, nah, I'm not gonna run away. I'm leaving, dog. It's as simple as that, you know. Mm. When you don't wanna be in a situation any longer, the only thing you can do is remove yourself. So
fair enough. Mm. You got me there.
That's the option I would go for. But here we are to talk about
Monkey Man.
Monkey Man. Yes. Tommy.
So I don't usually talk about the circumstances of the shoot, you know, of the shooting of the movie.
Mm.
But I think it tells its own story of the adversity in the face of hardship, just as, you know, the actual story of this movie is about the same idea, right? A number of things went wrong. First, the first being, this is the directorial debut of Dev Patel. That's not something going wrong. That's something going right. But because it's his directorial debut, he struggled to get financiers for the project as they viewed it as too big of a risk for a first-time director. Right? So he directed a short film called Home Shopper as a proof of concept, and was then able to secure funding for this movie. So making a whole entire... Well, it's a short film, but still an entirely separate film just to...
Yeah, that's a nice idea, though. He's working hard, man.
Yeah.
100%.
I will say that, right? He had to jump through some hoops. And this is only the first thing. There's still...
For sure.
Right.
Yeah. Hoop number one.
Then, as they were ready to begin filming, COVID hit.
Hoop number two!
Yes. Right, and they had to delay filming.
Yes.
Then, days before they were allowed to restart filming, a stuntman stomped on Dev Patel's foot and broke four toes.
Oh my god. Right, which, hoop number three.
Yeah, which is...
four
you know,
toes,
he,
jeez.
He kicks a lot in this movie, so it obviously must be very difficult for him because his toe is fucked up.
For sure.
Right. While filming his first fight scene, Patel broke his hand. Both his foot and his hand...
Hoop, next hoop. Jeez.
They all fucked up.
Right? Yeah.
Then, extremely unfortunately, a member of the crew suffered a fatal heart attack. And Patel suffered... you know, that's R.I.P. to that.
Hey, sorry.
That's super fucked up.
I'm not going to compare that man's death to hoop, but, you know, that was a tragedy.
Like, he died while on set.
Yeah.
Like it must have been... traumatizing for the rest of the cast and crew, so that definitely is a hoop that
that's
you know,
a tragedy, bro. Not just a small feat of a jumping over a hoop. That's a it's like you jump through seven hoops and then you found a graveyard along the way.
All right, I do apologize if it seems like I'm minimizing his death.
No, for sure, me too.
Then,
despite all this. They soldiered on.
No.
That's
Patel
nice.
Suffered an eye infection while filming a fight scene in the bathroom.
Oh my god. That's a hoop. That's definitely a hoop, bro.
Right. Because he had to like lay down in dirty water. And then that, you know, went in his eye and fucked up his eye.
For sure.
Right. Despite all this, they soldiered on and were able to finish filming. And after post-production, the movie was ready to be released. And Netflix bought the rights to distribute the movie, but requested some scenes be edited to remove some of the political elements of the movie. Dev Patel refused, and the film was left unreleased. The movie was saved by director Jordan Peele. You familiar with Jordan Peele? He made Get Out, Us, and Nope. So he has like quite a bit of sway at Universal, and he watched the film because apparently Dev Patel and him share the same agent. He watched the film and he helped secure the release at Universal for the movie. So yeah,
that's nice.
A very difficult road to get here, so
for
you know,
sure
have to appreciate that that they jumped through those hoops. You know, people could have just given up at any point. Speaking of those political elements, what are they? Since 2014, the Prime Minister of India has been a man named Narendra Modi, and he's a member of the Hindutva movement, which is a nationalist movement inspired by European fascism, such as the Nazis. Right? This means that they want to equate being an Indian with being a Hindu and encourage violence against Indians who aren't Hindu, especially Muslims, as well as minorities such as gay and trans people, who in this film are called the Hijra.
Hectic.
So I think it's very obvious that the villain in this movie, Baba, he's the stand-in for Narendra Modi, right? And to make it seem that it's... But obviously Modi is the politician himself, but in this movie he's just a religious leader and has a puppet politician in in place of himself. So I think that's what they made it to, like, be like, oh no, this is not Modi, because Modi's a politician and this guy's just a religious leader. How could it be Modi? It's not Modi. But
But
yes.
the principle remains, what this man done, the way he behaved.
Yes, they stand for the same thing. Their movement is the same one, right? The last bit of context is the story of Hanuman. So when I was a child, I knew Hanuman from the story of Diwali, right? Which is that there was once an Indian prince named Rama who married a woman named Sita. Sita was kidnapped by the demon god Ravana. So Rama enlisted the help of Hanuman, who helped rescue Sita. But they didn't know how to get back home, so the people of India lit lamps to guide them back to their kingdom. Now, I was not aware of this other story where he tries to eat the sun and then is punished for it, but I think it makes a lot of sense in terms of the movie, right? Lastly, Hanuman is obviously the basis for the Monkey King in Journey to the West, and is by extension the inspiration for Goku. Hanuman is also the god that the Jabari tribe from Black Panther prays to.
Oh,
They
really?
meant, yes, they mentioned Hanuman in that movie.
That's pretty interesting.
Right. So my thoughts on the movie. So the first time I heard about this movie, it was pitched as a, well, sorry. Do you have any context
No,
you want to
no,
bring
no.
to the movie?
I think the only other context we must remember is that this is an Indian actor and he's making an Indian movie. It's not exactly a Bollywood
I
movie.
think he's British.
Well, he's an Indian
He's
actor,
of Indian descent, yes.
doing an Indian movie in India, Like, that's the only other context we must remember that he is in India. So, yeah, it didn't feel like a Bollywood movie, which I think is good, but it had some of the dramatic effects of it. So that was, I think, cool. He mixed probably some of that was his influence in, designing these movies. So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Tell me your thoughts.
So the first time I heard about this movie was pitched as an Indian John Wick, but it's not really that at all. John Wick is the best assassin in the world, to the point it borders on superhuman. While Dev Patel is clearly just a guy, he's a capable fighter, but nonetheless just a guy. Therefore, the action scenes aren't quite as dynamic and free-flowing as John Wick, but I still thought that they were incredibly enjoyable.
For sure.
I always complain about there's too much cutting, but this movie employs a mixture of long takes and short takes. So, and I'm a lot more forgiving of the short takes because I guess they had to disguise his injuries. Like I said, his fucked up hand, legs, and whatever. I mean, not legs, toes. Right. So I understand why in certain places they would have cut much quicker, because it would have been difficult for him to film. And that those cuts hide the seams.
Well, in terms of the fighting, how I feel, it started off, I was like, oh, okay, this guy's just doing, training in the boxing ring. And then he was getting beat up, so he was just the throw guy, the fall guy, So I was waiting, I was like, all right, this guy's got to do a comeback, So, of course, something will happen and cause his comeback. And when he came back, it did feel for a moment that he was like the John Wick. When he came in that fight scene and he had the suit on, yeah, that really gave the John Wick vibes. But of course, it didn't have the smoothness, like you said, which also made it feel more relatable because he is just a guy, like you say. Yeah, and but still, the amount of things that he endured makes me wonder, he has that divine influence on him,
True.
so to say. Yeah, because if it is about Hanuman and Hanuman is the influence, why would they,
I think it's more like he just takes inspiration from Hanuman. Oh, something I forgot to mention is that Dev Patel, both his parents are from India. Sorry, both of them were born in Kenya, but are of Gujarati descent. And both of them independently moved to London or England and met each other there and had him there. So he's British, and he said he never accepted or liked his Indian roots, and he always, like, how can I say this, like, rebelled kind of against that, right? And this movie is him kind of getting in touch with his Indianness, essentially. And so yes, him taking and viewing Hanuman as like a superhero, you know, is a, I think, you know, I always say about identity politics. So this is a movie for Indian men, right?
And I guess you can say that, yeah.
Well, you know, like how Black Panther was a chance for black people to see themselves as a hero. Similarly, this is the identity politics for Indian men. But it wasn't like in your face about it. They don't like hammer the point in. It's just like he happens to be Indian. It's not that his identity is the reason for it.
And also throughout the movie, there are some references to it, but it's not like Dev Patel actively is trying to pray and trying to, you know, invoke people or, you know, make people follow this path, so to say. You know, he is not trying to, I guess, you know, put that religious influence. He's just showing that it happens to be there around them, you know, yeah.
Well, I guess he's saying that it has the power to...
it definitely has
that power. Well, Baba, that's a specifically religious movement, right? So, I don't know how to feel about that.
That's what I'm saying. Him, Dev Patel himself, he's not as the actor, and, I mean, and the director. Yeah. Because if I was making a movie and I followed and I had a certain inspiration, I would try and push that narrative as much as possible.
Yeah.
So he included the narrative, but it wasn't to the extent, like you say, it felt forced or like now I'm getting a lot of additional religious information that I didn't need. It was just the relevant amount, and then it showed the influence, and it was perfect.
Okay, yeah. Sorry. As you were saying that, the idea kind of came to me. I think it shows the dichotomy in the way religion is used, right? So Baba uses religion to inspire violence, and and while Dev Patel uses it for, I guess,
the same violence, but also the purpose, you know.
But like righteous violence, to stop bad people. So sorry, fuck. Something I forgot to mention in the context when I was mentioning Modi. There's a place called Jammu and... fuck.
Another place in India.
Yes. Jammu and... Kashmir.
Yes, right? Yes.
Where there's a majority Muslim population. So that area is highly contested. We mentioned it on the podcast way, like, maybe 50 episodes ago. It was gang long ago. But yes, the I believe that the village that Dev Patel is from at the beginning of the movie, the place that burns down, is supposed to be a stand-in for Jammu and Kashmir. That's the parallel he's trying to draw.
So that also adds to that tension.
Yes.
In that borders.
Yes, so they attack Muslim people in Kashmir and Jammu. These Hindutva people. Right. Sorry. Anyway, the music in this movie are all excellent songs, but they don't make a lot of sense thematically. Right. I kept wondering why they chose that particular song every time they played a song.
I think from only the first song, maybe it felt the most relevant. Then the other songs just felt like nice songs in the middle of the movie.
Which I don't know how to feel about. It's like...
they're nice, but they're not really like, you know, nice for what really I'm doing right now. Like,
why did you choose this? They played Rick Ross Mastermind while somebody was just driving down the road.
Maybe this guy had a plan, you know, in his mind, and he was masterminding it. You see, that's the thing. If you know, that's the name of the song.
Oh, sorry. Mastermind is the name of the album. The song, I don't know what the name of the song is.
But like that, if you know that's the name, then I would also search for that name if I was looking for a movie about, you know, something where somebody's thinking about a plan, so to say. But I also enjoyed most of the songs. Yeah, I think they were pretty cool.
How did you feel about the acting in this movie?
I think, like I said, it didn't feel like a Bollywood movie, but it had some of the effects because there were a lot of cool slow-mos and stuff. So that acting was pretty cool. I guess there were just people dying all the time. I don't know if that really speaks to the acting, so to say. The religious leader, he's a bit of a freak. I guess all the characters are despicable in the ways that they are meant to be.
Yeah. All right.
How did you feel?
I like Charlton Copley,
Who's that?
the announcer in the ring.
Oh yeah.
He's an Afrikaans guy,
Yes, yes,
right?
yes.
And I mentioned this a few weeks ago, but generally in movies, Afrikaans people are very embarrassing, right? And this movie, he wasn't embarrassing, which
I
that's a.
mean, I saw him there trying to spit on the mic and shit.
Yeah.
So I don't say he was the
But
most
the
embarrassing.
character, you know, we watched District 9 a few weeks ago. That was,
Very embarrassing.
embarrassing, right? It paints a broad brush of South Africans. Anyway, I did enjoy him in this movie. I do think he's a good actor. It's just, he always plays stereotypes, and that's not good, you
He
know?
must get the next stereotype he must get is in the Avengers movie, bro.
Why the Avengers?
Because he must be, well, one of the Avengers characters, you
Must he needs to be an Avenger?
No, he must fight them.
Oh, he's the villain now.
Yeah, he must be the, because he's so good at being a villain, he might as well be the villain, you
Sure.
know. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what villain he would be. But yes. I did really enjoy Dev Patel. He was excellent. The woman who's a prostitute, I enjoyed her eye acting. You know.
The woman who was a prostitute.
Yeah.
Oh, the one that he just kept locking eyes with
Yes.
every yes, for sure.
That's why I'm saying her eye acting.
Yeah,
She
for sure.
conveyed so much just
For
through her
sure.
eyes,
She definitely did.
because she really didn't have any lines to say. But yes. So yeah, I thought she was very
That was pretty good, yeah.
she was charming without saying a bloody word. You
Exactly. She
know?
was very
It's incredible.
communicative, yeah.
I didn't like her, like pimp, the lady pimp.
Yeah.
I forget her name right now,
Yeah.
but her like always like shouting stuff and being like, "You bastard, you this, you this." I was like, "You're a little bit irritating." But I guess she is the villain,
Yeah, so
so
she meant to be
you're not
like
supposed
that.
to like them. Who else? Alpha, the Hijra person, also very.
They were all just despicable and just bloody terrible, you know. The
Who?
people, the villains in this movie. That's the
Oh,
only thing I can
yes.
think of.
Yeah,
Because,
sorry, the police captain.
yes, the
Very
police
terrifying
captain.
guy.
Yeah, dude. Or him and even that the religious leader, very creepy vibes, you
Yes,
know.
I was gonna
They've
say that.
got
Oh my god.
span goons, bruh. Their goons just keep coming. That's
Yeah.
one thing that reminds me of a Bollywood movie. When the
Yes.
goons come, they just pull up in boatloads, bruh. A
And
full bus full of Owens come with knives and things, bruh. Yeah. I don't know. Who would you say would be his supporting actor in this?
In this movie,
Yeah. Probably
the
that
Hijra person,
yeah.
Alpha, the I guess his guru, who like saves him from the river and then trains him. But yeah, I thought it was fun that he got his powers for, or like not his power, like he was able to unlock himself with
Yeah.
hallucinogens, and being able to fight in with the rhythm of the drum. I guess it's saying that once he got into rhythm, that's when he was able to unlock himself, and that's what allowed him to. Well, this is the thing. So when he was fighting in the ring, he was definitely taking the dive, right? He wasn't trying his hardest.
Yeah, for
So
sure.
we don't know.
His full powers
We don't.
beforehand.
No, not his full power. We don't know what he could have been
His
before.
potential.
No, he unlocks his potential later in the movie, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted to see him fight full power before he did that. And yeah, I think they were missing an action scene in the beginning that actually showed him.
Yes, for
And then
sure.
when his full, I guess, you know, we see, you know, when he fucks up the shooting, the assassination, and when he's getting away, that is his whole power, that he's, you know, fighting people with.
No, no, I agree, because in the movie, when I started watching it, I was like, is this an action movie? Because I'm waiting for some action, and I'm tired of this guy just being beat up, you know? It would have been nice to see him use his powers in a different capacity. Maybe, like, for example, if someone was injured, you know, and he tried to help them and save them, and he beat up a group of guys very easily, you know, just to help that one particular person. Then he can go back to losing his fights and things like that. So only... And then when he did finally get into the fighting, and then he didn't do too well against that captain the first time, you know, I was a bit disappointed. But I was like, we need to leave room for improvement, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But other than that, yeah, the acting and the fighting, pretty good. I enjoyed it. And I also like that he got his powers from a hallucinogen. And what I like about these sort of things is that an hallucinogen is not something that you have to constantly take. It doesn't give you anything extra. It's like it just unlocks a door and it leaves the door open.
It opens your mind.
Yeah, you can open your mind and you can go back down that path anytime you want, you know.
Well,
you don't have to.
We spoke about the power of mind expansion in Dune, the Dune episode, where, you know, the spice is the same thing as...
you know. Well, so
I don't remember. Did they drug him in this movie?
No,
or
no.
Or did they, like, how did he get the hallucinogens?
They gave it to him. It was by that prayer place with the big tree. She pulled out some root from it and she asked him, are you ready? And then he was like, yeah. Then she brought it in and she crushed it for him. And then she put it in, like, this pipe, this blowpipe, and then she blew it in his face.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
And then he
woke up after that, yeah.
Yes. Do you have any other things to say?
No, I think overall, pretty good movie. What would you give it, you said?
I gave it an 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it, you know, for the aforementioned reasons. I thought it was a very good action movie.
I think I'll give it a 7, you know, pending, you know, a rewatch, because I'd really like to get a better view at it the second time, you know. But for now, all pretty good, yeah. And Monkey Man,
an action movie and a revenge movie.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
The revenge genre.
To be honest, what I liked about it was the religious aspect. You know, I like to hear the Hanuman story. So maybe you don't know, but the Hanuman, they told you the story in the beginning, when he started, and the ending. But like when he brought Sita home, you know, and they lighted the way, like you remember as a child. But I learned about all the things that he does in the middle, you know, the way he can grow as a giant, and the way he can fly, the way he can set an entire palace on fire, you know, he's basically indestructible. So I like this, that aspect of it, because this guy, he really went through the most, bro. They shot him, they beat him, you know, so he really does take a lot of hits. In that sense, so in a sense, he does seem indestructible, and that power of Hanuman keeps coming up and then giving him more strength to be able to, you know, keep fighting people.
All
right. But yeah, what recommendations we have for the week, sir?
All right, so following on in the Blank Check, John McTiernan miniseries, I watched the Thomas Crown Affair. It's a sensual art heist film with Pierce Brosnan as Thomas Crown, a billionaire who has become bored and becomes an art thief to fight the boredom. And Rene Russo as the insurance investigator who has to figure out how he did it. Over the course of the movie, they fall in love with each other, and it's a total blast. I think this movie is a good companion piece to the Pierce Brosnan Bond movies. Second time we brought up James Bond. Or maybe I thought about that song because of watching the Thomas Crown Affair. I don't know. Right. This feels like what's... Because the song that is from The Spy Who Loved Me is not a Pierce Brosnan movie, so I don't know why I would... But never mind. This feels like what's happening off-screen in a Bond movie. Right? I gave it an 8. I think you would really enjoy this, so...
You said it's called A Crown Affair.
The Thomas Crown Affair.
The Thomas Crown Affair. Wait, I'll check it out. With Pierce Brosnan, too, I like him. I could try it out.
Very charming man.
And I watched Physical 100. Yo, boboy.
What is that?
It is a Korean game show where they take people of all shapes and sizes, but physically they need to be in their peak, bruh. And they took all the popular people, 100 contestants, and they duked it out in challenges to test their physical fitness. And there was only one guy who won. His name is Amoti. He's a YouTube CrossFitter or something like that. So I guess the point is trying to show like a CrossFitter's body type is made for the endurance of all types of challenges. Because they were like bodybuilders. They were able to lift things heavy, but they could not walk for like long distance. Boy, you should have seen, there was this guy, huge, huge. Like, if you see him, it's literally scary, bruh. Scary. The way this guy is so big, bruh. And I think he did the one challenge, and you had to run like a couple hundred meters with heavy things, boy. By the time he had to run, he was tapped out, bruh. So it was very interesting. Yeah. What else did you watch? That was my Physical 100. Yeah, I watched that shit. I enjoyed it.
So the really excellent comedy series Curb Your Enthusiasm ended this week.
Oh yeah?
Not the season, the entire series ended. I think it's season 12 or something like that.
Oh really?
Right? The creator was also the head writer on Seinfeld. And I assumed I would be doing this with my brother. Right? Sorry, but people hated the ending of Seinfeld. Right? So as one big meta joke, he ends Curb Your Enthusiasm in the exact same way that he ended Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah?
Proving that he didn't learn a lesson at all.
Oh, nice.
So I gave the episode a 10 out of 10. It was extremely funny. But overall, I give the show a 9 out of 10.
Okay, nice.
It's the earlier seasons were a little bit rough. Later on, it gets super good.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
What's Curb Your Enthusiasm about? Like,
so the head writer of Seinfeld, Larry David,
yeah,
he's rich now and he lives in Hollywood, and it's just like following his life. And he's an extremely curmudgeonly asshole. He's just a dick to people, and it's about those interactions that he has.
Okay, nice. Right? I dig it.
And
I watched, what else did I watch, man?
Sorry to interrupt you, right?
Yeah,
but The Joker trailer came out this week. Did you see that?
No, no, I did not.
Do you want to pause it and watch the Joker trailer and come back?
No, no. Well, tell me a little bit about it. We can watch it afterwards.
Nothing much, bro. It's just,
did you watch it?
It's him. I didn't watch it.
Oh.
I try not to watch trailers.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I just saw everyone talking about it. So, and just now when I laughed like that, I was like, the Joker. So
who was playing the Joker? That's the
It's the sequel to the 2019 one. So Joaquin Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we know anything else about the? I also don't like watching trailers. Used to be nice and exciting, but now that I've grown up, I just realized they give everything away.
Yes, that's the thing. I really try to stay away from trailers. Once in a while, like the hype will get to me, and I'll have to watch it.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it just showed Harley Quinn, played by Lady Gaga. Yeah.
Okay, that will be interesting.
Then this week, Dune Part 2 was released on digital. And I didn't rewatch the whole movie, but I did
rewatch this guy, no. He's still watching Dune 2.
I did rewatch the scene where Stilgar says, "Usul, take my life. This is the only way."
Bruh.
And Paul shouts, "I'm pointing the way."
Yeah. You know what, bro? I got beef with you because whenever I send you memes about Dune, bro, you don't even respond. You don't like.
I give a heart reaction.
No, you don't,
yes,
bro.
Yes, I do.
If I open my phone now, I'm telling you.
Check the statistics, bro.
There's no heart emoji, nothing. No liking, no loving. Next boy. You just so stuck to me because I'm the one who's showing you all the fun things about. You know? Look at this. Sad. But anyway, what else did
sad.
I say I was watching? What else did I say I was watching?
Hey, check your thing there. Don't.
You know my Wi-Fi is slow, bro. Look, these are all the things I send you. No response, Papa.
Look,
there's one laughing.
A laughing emoji.
So, one out of. Two, three, One out of three.
But that's the Dune one that has the laughing emojis.
Fuck. One out of three. Okay, sure. Anyway,
this was about Dune.
Okay, we're waiting for the Dune meme to load so we can laugh.
No, I've got all day.
I don't have all day. I don't know what's going on with my Wi-Fi, man. It's annoying me. What else I was watching?
Did this happen before I came?
No, I told you when I was watching.
Okay.
What did I say like earlier?
All right. Okay, so while that's loading, can I say?
Sure.
Next, I saw an interview with Denis Villeneuve, who's the director of Dune, and he said he was inspired by the movie Persona by Ingmar Bergman. So I watched Persona. Right.
Yes. Right.
The meme loaded.
Nissan, I'm going. Nissan, it's innocent. I love it.
It's really not that funny. That was a charity laugh react that I sent your way, because that is, it's not that funny. The Nissan El Gai, what does that even mean? Nissan and Nissan just happen to sound similar.
Nissan, you know, if Nissan comes up with a car that goes on said dudes and they call it Al Gaib, that will be the dopest shit ever, bro. People, every Dune fan will buy that car.
It's not a funny joke.
Okay.
Anyway.
Sorry, yeah.
I watched Persona by Ingmar Bergman. It's an extremely confusing experimental psychological horror film where a mentally ill nurse begins to believe that she is her patient.
Oh, sure.
She, like,
that's crazy.
I actually found this movie to be extremely upsetting. I didn't like it at all.
Tell me why. Right.
It's a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
And it makes you uncomfortable.
But like,
I didn't want to be uncomfortable.
So it wasn't horror in the sense like you got scared because there were ghosts or demons.
No.
You were just like upset because the way this person was acting.
It held a mirror up to society and I didn't like what I saw.
Sure. What's it called? Persona.
Yes.
I'll definitely watch that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, not a mirror up to society. It held a mirror up to me and I didn't like what I saw.
Oh,
right. Right. But I did give the movie an 8 because it's very well made.
Mm.
But I never want to see about this movie again, bro.
Yeah, bro. I like it.
It's so upsetting.
Nice.
Oh my god.
Very good, sir. Very good.
Then, because I have Denis Villeneuve on the mind, I rewatched Sicario. I swear I watched it before, but it wasn't that long ago when I watched it, but I barely remember the plot of Sicario. So it felt like watching a totally new movie. It's a tense examination of Mexican cartels and the violence that they inflict, but also about how inhuman the people trying to combat them have become. I gave the movie a 9 out of 10 originally, and I maintain that ranking.
Nice. So Sicario.
Have you seen Sicario?
Yeah. I think I've seen the second one, The Day of the Soldados.
Yeah. Speaking of which, then I watched the sequel, Sicario, Day of the Soldado. And the first movie is about the examination of violence. This movie is a celebration of violence because it borderline fetishes the violence in that movie, right? Because it's a way more traditional action movie than the first. The first is like a critique of the violence. The second one is, like I said, a celebration. I think it entirely misses the point of the first movie. Even though it has the same writer. Have you seen Yellowstone?
No, I don't
think. It's about like a cowboy situation. But anyway, it's written by a guy named Taylor Sheridan. And Taylor Sheridan wrote both the Sicario movies.
Oh, okay.
But Denis Villeneuve only directed the first one. He didn't direct the second. So, yes, okay. I think it just totally missed the point. But it is like a fun action movie. So I gave it a 7.
Okay, nice.
I'm thinking maybe I should drop it down to a 6. But whatever, that's with
watch
me.
It again.
No, that's for me and like when I'm doing soul searching.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
Anyway, finally, 2 weeks ago in the episode I didn't release, I said that I started a new Blank Check miniseries. The films of Michael Mann, and I watched Thief, which was his first movie. But I didn't watch the second movie. I just picked a random one and I watched it, and it's called Collateral, which is a fucking banger.
Yeah,
holy
that's a dope
shit.
Movie, bro.
Dude,
very good.
I had a blast with it. It's an action-packed, stylish, witty movie, and it's with incredible performance from Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx. I gave it a 10. I was just blown away. Right?
Very good.
Almost every Michael Mann movie I watched, I'm like, holy shit. This guy is so good.
I think when you see people like Jamie Foxx as well, it also gives me a little bit more reassurance that the movie's going to have some fun and real... it's going to be fun and serious, so to say. Because that's how Jamie Foxx is. He's fun and serious. And Tom Cruise, fun and serious. Tom Cruise wants to joke about things. But this guy was jumping through volcanoes and, you know, he does crazy shit all the time. But he's trying to be cool about it, you know. So, yeah, also, whenever I see that Jamie Foxx and someone else is there or Tom Cruise, yeah, I enjoy it. Action packed, definitely.
Cool.
Mm.
All right. So, do you have any other things you want to say for recommendations?
I was like I was trying to say to you. We were playing golf. I enjoyed PGA. PGA was cool. On PlayStation. Yeah, that was fun to do to co-op locally as well. For me, when you play a game, co-op local is important. Because I like to be physically with my friends and play, not online. But, yeah. And the other game I tried to download was Rally Dirt, you know, 2.0. It's not so easy, bro. It's like you just driving on the dirt. I know it sounds implied, but the way I realized, I was like, I'm really just driving the dirt up and down. But so to say, I drove, like, in Wales. I drove in Spain, in Barcelona. So, you know, I've been getting out, stretching my legs a little bit. Next, I'm looking at UFC. But, yeah, that's me. Recommendations.
Well, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Please remember to rate, review, subscribe, give a like, etc.
Please.
Portly needs to be a 5-star review.
Please. If you don't mind.
I'm thinking of a threat.
before you said the threat, I'm going to say, if you don't mind, you know, just add a 5-star. Maybe you can add 5 stars and then say in a comment that it's actually 3 stars,
yeah.
And then yeah. Add a like to yeah. Say make it an equal 5 stars.
Right.
Yeah.
Just give it a 5-star review and say the comment should say, "Lol, I was just joking."
Yeah, yeah.
You can find all our links at paicip.com. That's PAICIP.com. Please tell a friend. Tell that friend to tell a friend.
And
tell a family member.
Tell your auntie.
Alright. You keep saying that, but my auntie is a family member. Unless you're saying aunties aren't family members.
No. Tell you. Yo, dude, I saw this confession where this guy said his aunt keeps throwing random parts of flesh and like sexy parts of her body at him. So you don't know if she's trying to give him the signal and you don't know what to do. That's a South African confession.
Like
yeah. What people are going
there's
through.
There's these Instagram pages where people confess for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Nobody asked them to confess. They just want to confess.
Because it's deep, bro. What do you do in that situation? Okay,
I ignore
anyway.
Her.
Yeah.
Because that's.
Obviously, it's difficult for this guy because he has to ask.
Why is this guy considering it?
She must look like. Something else, but anyway, that's all for us. Thank you, viewers. All
right, have a lovely
bye. Goodbye.